I'm going to talk about document design, and this session is called Looks Matter. And I'm going to use some Word documents on the screen and make some recommendations. Some of it is probably going to seem a little esoteric or document design nerd, but remember what I said before? I want you to have a high writing IQ, even if you're not going to be able to implement or take advantage of every single thing I'm about to say. I hope it will at least educate and inform. If you are interested in this subject, and so there are lawyers who are interested in this subject, we've gotten a couple of questions related to the subject, I would recommend a website called typographyforlawyers.com. The website is created by a man named Matthew Butterick, who has a book called Typography for Lawyers. And it just came out in its second edition, and I highly recommend it. I mean, it's a pretty comprehensive, intense thing. There's plenty of stuff in there. I don't know what he's talking about. Because before he became a lawyer, he was a professional typographer. Now, he practices law, and he follows the principles in his book, in his law practice. So therefore, it is practical. He is able to implement document design principles that he thinks are effective, but still conform to the local rules of the courts in which he files pleadings. And I would recommend it. If you are interested in the subject, you could also read a book called Legal Writing for the Rewired Brain. The author is Dubose, D-U-B-O-S-E. That's a very good book. It's not entirely focused on document design, but some of its principles relate to design, and I'm going to be referring to some of his data when I talk about writing for screen readers. And then there are two other books that, if you're really nerdly interested in it, are called The Mac is Not a Typewriter and The PC is Not a Typewriter.